call the August 18th Common Council meeting order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayor is excused. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise, join the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda, citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak? Any citizen wishing to speak? Seeing no one rise, I'll close the citizen comment period. The next item on the agenda is approval of the regular Common Council meeting minutes of August 4th.
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
With the corrections.
I have a change to the minutes.
Yeah, it's at our table.
Correction.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
I'd like to make a change to the agenda item that's before you.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
I'm here.
I believe she's referring to the...
I'm not on mute, so...
Item G8.
Yeah, the revised minutes.
I called your name.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we're waiting for you to speak.
I'll repeat it again because I'm not sure I'm being heard. I would like to amend the minutes to reflect the G8 item change in front of you along with the minor typo that I discussed with the clerk earlier.
Madam Clerk, does this reflect the motion? Because as I recall, I asked for the motion to be read.
I played this back, and I'm prepared to play the tape for you. I have the recording what I actually say right before you ask to have it read back. So I can play that for you if you'd like.
Madam Clerk.
To answer your question, the motion that was included in the packet was the motion that I read at the meeting, and that's the wording that was used. I'm not disputing what Alderwoman Wilhelm is saying, but that I just wanted everyone to know that was not in the motion that I read back. And just to add about her typo, it was on G6, we had the word arc instead of park. But G8, it is what she said. It's a matter of what you feel was included in the motion.
Well, I would like to address that because I've listened to this several times and transcribed it as well. And what happened was the mayor interrupted me three times during the motion, so my language of option two got separated from the motion. But I can play the part where Glenn Morrow says, what I'm hearing you say is option two, and I say yes, but I feel like I need to detail it so we're all on the same page. And then later on, I repeat it. And I'm going to play that section so there's no question.
I can only hear you.
Donating see in the very beginning, I say, so my motion is for number two, and then I use the whole clarification point that I said to the clerk that she did capture. And then when she went to read back the motion, she said, well, I have motion two, but then I have this, or now she said this, or something like that. Or she said, I have this, but then now she said option two. Option two is what the motion is, and it's, all I did was detail it out because everybody seems to be so confused about what option two means. So it should be option two, and then the detailed motion of what option two should mean to everyone who's trying to implement that. Is anybody in the room not understand who we're voting on about option two?
I remember I saw you on option two and option three when Gwen was talking and in the discussion. Still remember option two being in the final amendment that was passed, or the motion that was passed. I remember a lot of discussion about number two.
Did you listen to the recording I sent you when Gwen actually said talking about option two, and then when I said so my motion is...
All right, stop. Everybody stop. First of all, you address your comments to the chair. Second of all, this is an issue with the minutes. We happen to have this issue every once in a while, and I'm going to talk about it right now. We have this every time there's a motion that runs on for a day and a half. That's why every time we get a long motion, the guy that sits in the center chair, yours truly, always says, wait, stop. Make a clear and concise motion, a short motion. Not a motion that rambles on. Make a short motion. That's why I say that. Because every time you make a long motion that runs a long time, there gets to be confusion. Now, we're not gonna have a long conversation about that tonight. We're talking about minutes. Not hours, minutes. Okay, so the motion on the floor is to adopt the minutes. Is there a motion to amend the minutes?
Do we have to?
I made a motion to amend the minutes.
Is there a second to Alderman Wilhelm's motion?
Second.
To amend the minutes as submitted. On the amendment motion, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Yes.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
No.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, 4 ayes, 1 no. So let's all agree here that we're going to keep our motions to a manageable length from here on out so that we don't have this argument and we don't have this sending audio clips back and forth so we can clarify a motion that was made and passed. Okay?
Don't interrupt me,
though. Next item. And you just interrupted me once.
You have to vote on an amendment.
Now, on the motion to adopt as amended, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Nay.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries, 4 ayes, 1 no. Move on to hearings, no hearings, no organizational business, no letters and petitions. I will make an announcement that we will have a committee of the whole on the 31st, so we'll plan accordingly. Reports and recommendations. We do have project updates for Ballpark Commons. Mike? The Frito Bandito is here.
Pardon?
The Frito Bandito is here. Mr. Zimmerman is here from Rock Ventures to give us an update on Ballpark Commons.
Thank you, Common Council. Everybody hear me okay?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, so we're going to start with, just keep the same format, if that's okay. We'll start with infrastructure. So the north and south retention ponds are built to rough grade and certified. We're still, I don't think we're having any more issues, but the south bio retention pond is still outstanding, and I know that that's a kind of roadblock to getting occupancy for the first Mandel building, but we anticipate to have that done in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Storm is done, waiting on final inspection. Water's done, same thing. The access maintenance roads are being reworked between city and, or excuse me, county and Foley, and there was an email actually sent today to the mayor and Glenn in regards to that. There are some maintenance issues that BPC has not been keeping up to par on, primarily mowing. I think it was just who's on first. So we've got, we'll be mowing all of the shared islands on Friday to clean that up. Let's see, the North Ballpark Drive, 90% done through the punch list. The South Ballpark Drive is a little finicky. There's some debate between, I would say, Mandel and the city of when we should put the last layer on. So we're still going to, I think, have that dialogue on the south side, unless there is no dialogue to have. Old Loomis is still outstanding. So that's on hold until the city regrades the ditch. And then, Glenn, please jump in if I misspoke on any of this. And then the city is also now considering that it may make it a path instead. I just found out. So. Okay. Let's see here. Landscape plan still is waiting city approval. I think that was submitted a few months ago. We do have a number of trees that have failed but that are under warranty that were kind of in debate with the landscaper. And then there were some issues with the berm on the towards Hawthorne that is now mowed. And again, needs to be part of our regular scheduling mowing. So that's infrastructure. I'll just keep clipping along, and then you guys can ask questions at the end. New Perspective Senior Living is open. It's doing very, very well. They're at about 60% occupancy. It's actually, you know, one of the better lease-ups in all of New Perspective Senior Living. So they're trying to understand why that is, but it's above expectations. So that's good news. Velo Village, so I'm on the south side right now. All more good news. The model unit will open next week with hard hat tours starting. We've already got three leases. The clubhouse is set to be open September 1st. As a reminder, B4, which is the first building, is expected and is on schedule to be open by November 1st. Again, all ahead of schedule. In terms of budget, for what it's worth, it's good. It's not great. There were some bad soils. We're still on budget, but it's, you know, thank goodness we put that in the contingency. So all in all, we plan on being on target, which would be May, completing the apartments. We've got a woman that's actually taking, her name is Riley, that's doing all the lease-ups. She's actually renting space out of Rock Offices right now. We've got marketing going on. They're starting to marketing at the stadium, and they've got commercials. And then you guys should be seeing some signage plans that enter in on the south side relatively shortly that I think are really well done. Staying on the south side, R1, M1, there's been no movement on that. So the R1, M1, as a reminder, R1 is retail, M1 was first floor retail apartments. There's just, in this market, in the COVID market, there's just, you know, there's still people interested, but no one's really looking to do anything right now. I'm going to hop across the street to the north side, the entertainment district. Office is 100% occupied. Foth Engineering build-out is about complete. They should be moving in September. We got our coffee shop that's called Blend that is like 80% built out. And it's we haven't gone to market with all the marketing material, but it's the reason we're calling it Blend is it's coffee during the day, cocktails at night. It's a pretty interesting and neat concept. And then we have Exos, who's temporarily occupying. Yes, go Go ahead.
The clerk had a look on her face when you said tax oversight.
So you better make a point. Would you prefer them in the morning?
Well done. Good response.
I
don't know that that fixed the problem, but it was a good response.
did I miss a permit?
We'll talk to
you. Okay. All right, sorry about that. And then Axos, which is occupying, it's a physical therapy. So as a reminder, they moved to the Performance Village when that opens. And then we've got a number of candidates that we're talking to on that. But the office building's terrific. Performance Village, which is actually we changed the name. It's the Mosh Performance Center now. Again, ahead of schedule. Looking for a February start date. That's about 70% leased up. We have still not announced who the fitness center is. I don't believe they prefer not to have that announced yet, but we have a fitness center coming in there as well. The one called a yellow flag is the golf, and we had all the financing set up, and then COVID hit, so golf sort of sits idle. So we're talking to, we've already pulled the footing foundation permits, but the financing, the debt structure on that is not a good structure for us, and there's not a lot of sort of anxious debt participants in that segment of the business until COVID goes away. So, we're hoping spring construction. We don't think we're going to be able to put shovel in the ground here before winter on the debt terms that were given to us. So that's, I would say, the one yellow flag of Ballpark Commons. Stadium, we were both grateful and fortunate to have the Milkmen play. You guys have been maybe keeping tabs on that. We're in second place. Tonight we got a six-game series against Winnipeg, who's in first. So it'll be a fun next 6 days. Signed a guy to the Pirates. We had Tim Dillard, if you remember that name, pitch. So that really was a neat thing. So he's been out on the radio and TV advertising the place. Milky Way continues to be, it's not as successful as in the beginning. I think that's in part because of saturation of the market, in part just summer activities. It's starting to now pick up again. We're still really bullish about it. And then we've had a number of really strong corporate events come to the table. We've got a graduation, we did a number of corporate events. We got a really big one in 2 weeks from now. Where the Vice President of the United States will be the guest speaker. So that'll be interesting and fun. And I can't read my last note there. Brewpub, no movement. We're probably going to move away from the person that's out there pitching that. I don't know if it's the concept or the sales team. We may have to do something different than a brewpub, but we're not getting the kind of movement we were hoping for. Hotel is strong. They're waiting till spring to start that. We moved from LOI to formal legal agreements. And again, as a reminder, that's a Holiday Inn Express and Suites.